Palmetto Quality Painting.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. How are you today?
Doing great, doing great.
Great.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm listening. No, you go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just following up. It looks like you had questions about Google Ads. I'm not sure if that's correct.
Yeah, I wanted to know a little bit about the pricing on that, as well as I've been having some customers call me and tell me with the call tracking number, can't leave any messages to me.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they can't. It won't let them leave like a text message.
Oh, yeah. They can definitely leave a text message. I'm not sure about a voice message. It should go to your voicemail, from what I understand. But I'm gonna go ahead and chat that department that takes care of the call tracking to get those details for you, just in case you need to make some changes.
I think it's text message, because I had a client call me on Sunday, and I told them to leave me up. They called me from the number up here, and I called them back. They said, "Yeah, we left you. We texted that number. Y'all come up this week. We texted that number, but you know, we couldn't get through to it."
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have them check it and test that as well, just to make sure it's working properly. And if it's not, we'll definitely find a resolution for that right away here, Kevin.
Okay. One thing I want to say, you know, since I gave you guys back access to it,
mm-hmm.
I've been getting a lot of calls coming through. Not all I've been converting, but, you know, I've been getting a lot of calls. So I know that it's definitely working.
Okay.
What I just needed was I wanted to discuss the Google AdWords campaign, because, you know, I had Google sent me an invitation to do it, and I wanted to see if it would be the same price with you guys doing it, or, you know, how should I go about doing that? Because they sent me one, you know, they said if I spent over $500, they would match it.
Yes, exactly. So that is, so unfortunately, we're not able to use that coupon. That is available within your Google profile in case you wanted to create your own campaign. But what we do is when we create a campaign, we create it in a, pretty much it's a huge database that holds all our clients' campaigns together. Yeah, no worries. So we can't use any coupons or anything like that. But we have a team that creates them and optimizes them, since they are directly trained by Google to create those ads.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, you know, I don't want to, you know, what do y'all charge to run that campaign?
So we start at $100 a month, regardless of the cost per click. To be honest, I was trying to see if I can look at the cost per click on your campaigns that we created before, but it's no longer available because it's been such a long time. So we would have to create a new campaign to see the average cost per click, but we start with $100 a month for these Google ad campaigns. And then you can always increase or decrease from there.
So you mean $100 a month for ads? That you guys charge, or $100 a month? I mean, how do you mean for $100 a month for what? What you saying?
So the way it works is that $100 that we charge you, 25%.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Just a second. Y'all go on.
Sure.
Go ahead.
No worries. So the Google Ads, when we charge you $100 for the Google Ads, 25% of that, or $25 out of every $100, goes towards our management fee. The remainder, which is 75%, that goes directly into the campaign. So those ads are going to continue to show. They're going to rotate in and out throughout the day until your budget has been reached. Once that budget's been reached, then they're paused and they start up again the next billing cycle, because we don't charge you as they go. We just charge you one flat rate per month.
Okay, so basically it'll be $100 a month, but, you know, I'm pretty sure $100 in Google AdWords is not going to really last long, right?
Right. $100 really isn't much. For some industries, every click can cost like $2 or something like that, but that's still not a lot when you consider it, because $75 out of every $100 goes in. But if you want to get a good idea of the cost per click, you know, what your daily spend should be, we should create that campaign first in order to see the specifics of it.
But what I'm saying, I need to know a price. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it would be 100. Mm-hmm.
Get started, but I'm talking about, you know, 9 times out of 10, you should run. Can you not go in the house, please? Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No worries.
I figured that, you know, with the Google AdWords, but how much did you start with? $100 ain't gonna do much.
Right. It's,
okay,
it's not
if
gonna...
I spend $100, $25 go to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I spend $500, then that's what? $125, something like that?
I believe it's just $100. That would be the 25%. Or
$125 out of five?
Yeah. No, you're right. I believe it's... Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and just give you exact. Yeah, no worries. So 75% of the 500 is 375. So you're right. It's 125 for the management fee.
So, okay. So what I'm thinking about doing, y'all done it for me before.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I see it. Mm-hmm.
Do you see it or you don't see it that y'all have done that before?
I do. I see it because of your billing. I can see that the time, for example, I see an invoice here for the 15th of November of 2017 when we charged you $1,000 for Google Ads. That's why I tried to log into the system to see if I can still pull up that campaign, but it's already been deleted because it's been so long. So I can't see the statistics anymore. I'd have to create the campaign again to be able to see the cost per click and all that detailed info.
Okay. I'm thinking about running an ad. That I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Because what's going on that I've discovered? You know, I talked with my guy at Sherwin Williams, and I can tell, you know, the market for painting is still good, but what's going on is with everything inflation and all of that stuff. It's just you got to bring your price down to make money now. There's just so much competition. And like I said, I've been getting leads, but I haven't created the conversion because of – can you hold on for just a second, please?
Sure.
Listen, just a second.
No worries.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, that's someone trying to sell me their same thing that you guys do. Someone was just calling to do it. I was just shocked, man. It's just annoying.
I know. And I was going to mention, we're doing regular optimization on this account specifically because we're trying to boost the visibility for Somerville. So right now you're probably going to get a ton of those calls. We're really sorry. But you know, hopefully they turn into business calls sooner than later.
Right. Yeah, well, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
See, I had one client leave me a review. How can we jack those reviews up, man, for the Somerville location?
What I would suggest doing is logging into your dashboard and then just start sending out requests to get reviews because they would have to leave them directly on that, you know, a Google listing.
I got the Google dashboard for the one for Charleston, but I don't even have a Google My listing for the one that I know of. You may have it, but I don't, for the one in Somerville.
Yeah. Okay. No worries. So what I'm actually referring to is your client dashboard here with us at Local Splash. You have a dashboard where you can log in and then view both locations' information. So you can switch, you know.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
No worries. So you can switch to and from each location to see your reviews, your calls, your traffic. In there, we have a section that says reviews. And when you click on it, there's a button that says request review. And all you have to do is enter the name and the phone number or email or both, if you'd like, and then just click send. And then they get a really nicely worded email thanking them and asking them to leave you a review. Super easy to do.
Okay, let me see if I can find that right quick while I got you on the phone.
I'll send you your login credentials right now over an email and or text message.
You said, okay. Go to Local Splash.
It'll be my.localsplash.com.
Okay, I got it here. Someone sent me a request today for painting. Like I said, since you guys got back in control of my campaign, I'm really getting a lot of leads.
I'm so happy to hear that. Definitely.
Okay, I'm just looking how to get into can you send me that link again with
sure.
So I can get into it?
Of course. No problem. Let me see here.
And did they ever have a chance to check? I sent a request for my picture. They had it upside down. Did they ever fix that?
Oh, let me check that here. Let's see. Upside down pictures on 37.
I sent an email with a check mark on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let me go ahead and make sure that change was completed. That was requested on 37. Yes, so we did fix those images that were upside down.
Okay. So you said you go to reviews and then...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Were you able to log in? Did you get the credentials?
Okay, I see it now. I see where it says request. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
I got that one. So
what
about the one for this is the one for child. Okay. I got it. Okay, I got it.
Yep. And it's super easy to request reviews. You can even test it out. If you want to test it and send yourself a request, like to your own email, so you can see exactly what they'll be getting. It's a very nice way to ask for reviews.
Yeah, like I said, I'll be honest with you, ma'am. You know, I can see a big difference since you guys, I mean, even in the Somerville area, you know, I haven't landed anything yet, but it's sent. Okay, I like that. I just sent me it. It says, how was your recent experience with us? Hi, Cabot. Thanks for being a loyal customer. Okay, I like that. Okay, yeah. I like that. So, hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here, of course. Mm-hmm.
And when I email, do that go straight to you or that go to somebody else when I ask for assistance?
So when your emails come in, they're put on your account, so the notification will come to me. It'll just say, Lily, you have a notification for this account. Please check. So
okay.
That's when I can see. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me put your name down, Lily, because I'll forget. Okay, how to spell that? Lily is what?
Uh-huh.
L.
Yeah, so it's LILLY.
Mm-hmm. What? Lily Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I'll be honest with you, you know, I'm seeing the difference. And now it's like, that's why, you know, let me ask you a question, Lily. Do you know anything about business administration and scaling business?
I don't know too much, to be honest with you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But what it is now is I'm to the point that I'm really going to stop painting myself and put guys out. Well, I have guys that work for me, but, you know, sub it out.
Right.
So I can get more done, that I don't have to be on a job. Because, you know, when you're taking two days of sending a quote, I can be able to send that quote that same day. And that'll give you more when a customer ready to buy, you know, you're at their disposal. So anyway, with that being said, what I'm thinking about doing is running an ad. So if I, hey, for instance, do you know per click how long throughout the month, maybe, maybe $1,000 budget will run? You know how many weeks?
I don't know how many weeks, but I can tell you that that's most likely, I'm like 95% sure that's going to cover at least 1 month of constant ads. But I don't want to give you wrong info. I'd have to create that campaign, to be honest. But, you know, if it's $2 per click. Usually I see those ads at $100 last about a week or less. So $1,000 is going to cover you, I'm sure, for the full month.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you said that $100 lasts a week?
Depending on the – it depends. I don't want to tell you that that's what you're going to see because it depends on the area, the industry, the, you know, what the prices that Google sets, because sometimes the cost per click does fluctuate depending on time of day, time, you know, day of week. But it can, I mean, I've seen accounts where $100 will last them a week. Sometimes it'll last them close to 2 weeks. Sometimes it lasts 3 days. It's really just a matter of seeing the campaign, and, you know, to get an idea of how long it's going to last you.
Okay. So, all right. I'm thinking about doing it. Let me get my thoughts together, and then
sure.
So I'm going to have you create one. Now, my thing is, you know, with the ones that are already up there, I don't want to fall on the second plate, you know, the second page with my ads. You know, that's not going to put us in a good position, won't it?
Oh. Right. No. Our ads always show up on the first page at the top because Google ads can appear at the bottom and into second and third page. But we're, our team is trained directly by Google. So they make sure that our ads are always showing on page number one. Even if your ads, you know, if you're low on budget and they're paused, when they start up again, they're always going to show up at the top of page number one.
Yeah. I know when Charlotte did it for me the last time. Couple of times, you know, it does it. But the only thing, we got to make sure that, you know, the keywords are in there because I've been having people call for painting a car, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When we paint houses.
So absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, go ahead. You talk, I'll listen.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say that would be something I would add in the negative keywords. Like we would add that as a negative keyword just to make sure that when someone is typing in car painting, it's not going to pull up your ad. That's a way that we can ensure that your ad won't come up for things like that. We'll just add it to a list of negative keywords.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you can, we have to be really detailed. I'd have to check all your keywords. I want to make sure that we're targeting all of the exact services that you want to be found for in those ads. But again, we would have to create the campaign first. We wouldn't start running it without us seeing, you know, the information there. But yeah, that's one thing that we would check the keywords
so,
on that campaign.
Okay. So to create the account, I have to pay money for that, right?
Yeah, we bill you up front. As soon as we bill you for it, we start creating the campaign, but we don't have to start running it. We can always leave it paused and then review the information with you first. Just so that we can, you know, get an idea of, to make sure that we have the correct keywords. And then also we might be able to get an idea of the cost per click, depending on your campaign, of course, once it's created.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you say it's $25. Out of every 100 that you guys would get paid.
Yes, we charge a 25% management fee. That's for every $100.
So that 25% out of $1,000 would be $250.
Yes, so $750 would go towards the Google ads.
Okay. Let me think about it, and if so, I'll email you,
okay.
And we'll go ahead and throw a net in the water and see what that does. But now
Okay. Here's
the deal:
mm-hmm.
What if that $250 would just be a one-time thing? It won't be a monthly thing, correct?
The $250 applies to every 100. So if you end up
No. What I'm saying to you. Let's say I decide to run an ad this month, but then next month I don't decide to run it. That $250 would only be when I spend that when I run an ad, right?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, exactly. So we wouldn't charge you that 25% fee if you're not running your ads that month. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just any time you decide to spend, it's where you get that 25% fee taken out.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
No worries.
All right.
Let me think about it, and I'll email you, and if so, we'll do it.
Yeah, no problem. Just let me know, Kevin. In the meantime, I'll be keeping a close eye on your account regularly, as usual, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.